Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
506, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon, and the issues out of Loudoun County continue to be insane. Nothing short of crazy that a girl in the boys' locker room videotaping naked boys is okay with the Loudoun County Public Schools. But the boys who complained about that are somehow, some way, bad people who need to be punished. And they are suspended for 10 days. It's craziness. And if that is not an issue for every mother and father in my beloved Commonwealth, then I don't know what is. I just don't know what is. New polling out indicates Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears closing the gap with Abigail Spamberger. John Reed and Ghazala Hashmi within the margin of error, so you call that one a tie right now. Jason Meares, Jane Jones, same situation. The momentum seems to be shifting a little bit, especially as the Democrats continue to duck and hide any opportunity for a debate. Says to me that they're trying to avoid a Terry McAuliffe moment. John Reed is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. It's always great to welcome him to the program. John, thanks for being here, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. And you know, you just hit it. That's exactly what they are trying to avoid. They don't want to actually answer questions in front of the public because Terry McAuliffe, who was kind of an arrogant guy, I mean, I thought he was entertaining when he came on the radio show, but he's pretty arrogant. He said what he really thought, which is, you shut up, parents, and you don't get to run your kids' lives. The experts will do that. And you know what? Even the parents who are a little left of center, the ones who wouldn't normally vote for me and wouldn't normally vote for Winsome or Jason, they said, excuse me? And guess what? They voted for Youngkin. They voted for Winsome, and they voted for Jason. And I think that what we're seeing in Fairfax and in Loudoun right now indicates that those hardcore leftist Democrats just refuse to take direction, guess what, from the citizens, the voters. That's who they're supposed to take direction from. So I'll tell you, I don't care whether they debate me or not. I'm going to continue to raise this issue.
Let's talk about some of the craziness in Loudoun County. Now, I saw Winsome Sears there today speaking on behalf of those boys. I know this has been an issue because you and I have talked about this nonsense for years. Just how much are we going to get out and make this the big issue? Because I got to tell you something. I think this could be one of those McAuliffe-like moments.
Yeah, it's huge. And 2 months ago, Jeff, it didn't get a lot of attention because the story had just kind of happened. But I went and stood in front of that school board office, and I went to the school board meeting, And I did, not a press conference, but an event with two of the moms of those boys. And it was horrible. I mean, these poor parents and the kids. And I mean, you know, you feel bad if your kid gets suspended for 2 days for behaving badly. Right. This is a 10-day suspension. It's been all over the news. I don't know the whole family story of everybody involved, but the people in that community, in that school, certainly do. So this is ruining lives right now. And over what? Because a bunch of leftists on the school board insist that there really isn't a difference between boys and girls, and that a delusional boy can declare themselves to be a girl, and we're going to go along with that, and vice versa. No. Normal people, even open-minded, good-hearted people who don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, are willing to say, come on, this crosses the line. We're not going to put up with this. And I was so glad to see Winsome there today. I think it was the right thing to do, and it shows leadership on her part. And that's what Virginians want, is strong leaders. In the governor's mansion, I know they want a strong but very fair attorney general. And I'm hoping that they're going to pick me for lieutenant governor, because I think the WRVA audience will say, John's going to shoot straight with us. He's not scared. He's going to say what needs to be said, even when it's uncomfortable. And I think that's the kind of political leadership people want right now.
What are you hearing as you travel around the state? Is this Loudoun issue resonating in Southwest Virginia, or are they not even aware of what's been going on up here?
Oh, it's getting the national attention. Yeah. And, you know, in Southwest Virginia, I think they look at some of the decisions made in Northern Virginia and think, why is everybody so impressed with these guys? Yeah, they got money. They got, you know, they got a lot of votes. That certainly gives them some cachet at the bargaining table. But how can you take this seriously when you have people with PhDs, multiple degrees, who are so intellectual and so smart, supposedly, who are confused about the difference between a boy and a girl, a man and a woman, and then don't seem to care about how that impacts real people? I mean, it's not even a hypothetical anymore. It's hurting real people, and they just refuse to address that. In Southwest, I think at least the people I've talked to are like, yeah, we don't have that problem because we're not delusional. We don't indulge the craziness. And I actually think the people in Southwest that I've engaged with, I mean, look at my situation. They've been really nice to me. I know everybody didn't agree with me. You know, the gay issue comes up, and some of them are questioning that. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that people have said is, if you are man enough to come and have a conversation with me, if I feel like you're being straight up honest with me, that's what I'm looking for. And I just think there's a kind of an old-fashioned common sense mindset in Southwest that we beat out of people when we send them to, you know, the Ivy League schools, and we indoctrinate them instead of teaching them how to use common sense and think critically. We should look at that. That's a problem.
There's no doubt about that. John Reed joining us. John, of course, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. How about a few of the other issues, John? Because as we are, we're a month away from early voting. We still have folks on our side who say, I don't like early voting. I personally don't like early voting. But, boy, these are the rules of the game. And if we're going to win this thing, we've got to play by the rules that are in place. Are you getting that message? Is Winsome getting that message? Is Jason getting that message out to the reliably Republican voters that you got to go in early, get it counted ASAP?
Yeah. I mean, this is our opportunity to get another 4-year window to lead with reasonable agenda items in a responsible way, to be fair to everyone. I hate to say it, the modern Democrats, none of that factors into what they're doing. They want complete control, and it's so obvious. I mean, remember, when it comes to the voting situation, last year, remember the Democrats said, oh, we're not cheating, there's no cheating. But then when Glenn Youngkin found all of the illegals who declared themselves to be illegals, it's not like we sent ICE out to figure it out. They said, yeah, we're here illegally. And Glenn Youngkin said, well, then you need to be off the voter rolls. Guess who sued him? The Democrats. I mean, come on. don't tell me you don't want to cheat, but then I'm going to fight you like crazy and take it to the Supreme Court of the United States to keep people on the voter rolls who shouldn't vote. So I get it. I mean, I'm as paranoid and as suspicious as anybody out there, to be honest with you. But these are the rules now, and I will tell you what I've done. Well, you know this, Jeff. You've seen me do it the 8 years I've known you.
Yeah.
I get the mail, the ballot in the mail. I have applied for that. It comes to my house. So I go to the mailbox, and within a day or two of the start of voting, there it is. I fill it out at home, and then I personally take it to the Henrico County Courthouse where I live, and I put it in the box myself so that I'm not putting it through the mail. And it takes me, 10 minutes to drive over to the courthouse, and then seriously 2 minutes to walk in and put it in the box. And I feel confident that that is the safest way for me to deliver my ballot, unless I want to risk election day. And let's be honest, you and I have been at the radio station where all heck breaks loose on election day, and then you and I are on the radio at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, right, with the results. If we had counted on voting that day, I wouldn't want to admit it, but we would have been out of luck. So that's don't let that happen to you. You got to vote early, I think. I hate that that's the system, but that's where we are.
What about the car tax? This was something I know Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears had talked about a little bit. It doesn't seem to be on the big screen right now. Is that coming back as we get closer and closer to Election Day? Are we going to do something about
it? Oh, people are really animated by it. I think that, you know what I think's happened is the cost of living has gone up so much with, you know, certainly people who are paying rent have noticed it really harshly. And then we've all noticed that the prices in the grocery store is going up. I mean, unfortunately, I'm going through McDonald's all the time and Arby's and, you know, the fast food joint. It is more expensive than ever to just try to eat cheaply. It's impossible. So I think that makes the car tax even more insulting for people who have taken that five-year note. They paid off the car. They own the car outright. They've got the title that's been mailed to them from DMV, right? But now I've still got to pay the state to, rent my car from the state? That's offensive, and people are tired of it. Winsome has, made a point that she wants to get rid of this. We've got a surplus right now. I think this is the time to take action because, as George Allen used to always tell me, once you get a tax on the books, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. I mean, we're still paying taxes on the federal level for, the War of 1812. I mean, it's absurd.
Yep.
So I think we really have to make that an issue, and it's deeply unpopular in Northern Virginia and in Southwest Virginia, something that everybody can agree on. This is bad. Let's get rid of it.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, of course, a longtime host here at WRVA, Richmond's Morning News. I say in the interest of full disclosure, a very dear friend, someone that I very proudly said I'll be voting for and donating and all the rest of that stuff. No hesitation on my part. John, I have to ask you about this National Review article because the right? Was it you?
Yeah.
Was it Winsome? Was it Bill Bowling? Who is it that leaked this audio?
Well, it's not a nice story.
No.
And you know me, Jeff. Behind the scenes, I'll raise hell about something, but I've got a poker face, and I'm loyal to people, and I don't air my dirty laundry in public. So I was really disappointed that someone taped this call, and it was not me. I promise you that. On my word of honor, I did not record the call. I even called my campaign guy and said, "Hey, man, this is one of those times you got to shoot straight with me. Did you record the call?" And he's like, "No, I didn't." So I don't know who recorded the call. And you know what? At this point, it doesn't matter, except that it's an unnecessary distraction. That was months ago. And honestly, I saw Winsome on Saturday. She was super friendly, super nice. We did a video together. We laughed. That wasn't fake. Look, Winsome and I don't agree on everything. It's okay. It's okay. And I'm not marrying Winsome. She's not marrying me. I'm not marrying Jason. He's not marrying me. I think the public actually wants to know that you're not becoming a part of a cult when you run with a political party. I agree with the Republicans on almost everything, most things. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you vote for me for lieutenant governor, you're going to get somebody who will shoot straight with you. And you still might disagree with me, but at least you're going to know where I'm coming from.
Right.
And I think there's value in that. So I hope people won't get distracted by something that's kind of, I don't know, TMZ, scandalous, sexy. It really is irrelevant at this point. We're focused on trying to save Virginia. That means we put aside the few places we might have little issues, and we focus on doing the work to meet the people and lay out a proposal that I think most Virginians are going to find reasonable and responsible and fair.
I would agree with you. I saw the video that you and Winston Sears did the other day, and definitely a friendly situation. I think it's been fairly smooth, at least from the public side of this, for the last couple of months. It seems to me that everybody
yeah.
is unified talking about the right issues. That's why I when I looked at this this article, and you're right, it's not a nice article. It's just nasty against everybody that's on my side. So I'm not thrilled about
right.
that to begin with. But it just seemed to be trying to kick something up because maybe subscriptions are down at National Review or something. That being said, John, we've heard a lot about fundraising, right? The National Democrats are just putting millions of dollars in. The vast majority of Abigail Spanberger's money has come from out of state. Same thing with the folks running for LG and AG on their side. Where are you, and how do people help you?
Well, I am behind on that one data point. Ghazala, I think she's at almost $3 million, and I've raised almost $500,000, but I've got about $200,000 in the bank, and that's not much money to run a statewide campaign. I mean, even the members of the House of Delegates are making, have more money than that. However, what happened yesterday with these polls showing yes. that John Reed, with almost no money, but just hard work from 4 o'clock in the morning every day until midnight. I mean, I'm talking to you from Virginia Beach right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to the Fraternal Order police in about an hour, and I'm probably not going to get home till midnight, and then I'm going to be back up tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hard work and being honest with people has got to win. Not just all these stupid TV and forgive me radio commercials that are often spin. Hard work and shooting straight with people. I'm betting my career on it, am I not? You know, I'm hoping that that's going to count.
Tell us where we go to help out those who want to
yes.
reach into their pocket and help out the John Reed for Lieutenant Governor campaign.
I could sure use it. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, R-E-I-D, all spelled out, johnreedforvirginia.com. And, you know, if I got, 1,000 people who were listening to you today to just give me, let's say, $50 for the next 3 months to get me through the election, that gives me a real base to start building on. And with these poll numbers, I'm really hoping I can go to D.C. at the end of the week, which is my plan, and say, hey, guys, look at what I've done with no money and very little help against some really difficult situations. I can win this for Virginia, and I can win it for the Republican Party and common sense and for the people of Virginia. And I'm hoping I can convince them to cough up some bucks so that I can stay competitive. But I'm going to work hard either way. You know that.
Absolutely. Well, johnreedforvirginia.com, johnreedforvirginia.com. You certainly have my support. You always have since day one. And I always appreciate you being here. Go get him, my friend. That is John Reed. This race is neck and neck. Don't you let anybody tell you any differently. All three of these races are neck and neck. Head down. Focused and just know what everybody is really, really trying to accomplish. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, 535 Jeffcats News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and if you are a big-time wealthy left-winger, you don't care all that much about crime, apparently. Seriously. I mean, look at some of the leadership right here in the city of Richmond. Look at what's going on up in D.C., right up 95. Look at Boston. It's craziness. President Trump is trying to stem the tide of the violence, and we now have the leftists full bore on point with the criminals. Only Trump could do this, by the way. Only Donald Trump could get hundreds, if not thousands, of leading politicians saying, I care more about the criminals. They hate cops, they love criminals, they could give a crap less about victims. That should be their party slogan this year. Well, I'll have to, you know, work around the edges there. Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, joins us every Wednesday. We take a look at the issues. Mike does some amazing investigative reporting, the sort of investigative reporting you used to see from, well, you know, investigative reporters. But Mike is with us every Wednesday. Always happy to have him here. Mike, thank you, my friend, for being here.
Anytime for you.
You're a good man, sir, so tell me a little bit. What are we seeing? What the heck is going on with the crime wave in some of our cities?
It's ridiculous. You want to find crime in America, go to Democrat-led cities. That's where the crime is. You don't see the crime in rural areas or areas that are in control by conservative or Republicans, but in liberal areas there are. We've seen it. We see it in Richmond. We've been saying in Richmond for years, right here on this show, we've been saying for years that the problem is it's a very, very small minority of people who are causing a large majority of the crime. And it's because they basically, there's no consequence. The liberals feel sorry for them, so they let them get away with it. In Richmond, we've seen the last 4 or 5 days, we have, I believe, 8 shootings in the city. It's out of control. It's the Wild West. And as we've talked about here on this show, the majority of people who are committing crime, you go and you go online and you pull their name on the court website, they've got miles and miles and miles of previous offenses that they've never been held accountable for because they let them go. They give them too many chances. They feel sorry for them. The liberals do. And now what we're seeing in D.C., with President Trump sending in the National Guard and sending in the troops, 55 arrests in 3 days of criminals that are on the street. 55 arrests of people that had warrants, that were here illegally, that had done some major offense. 55 arrests in 3 days. And You turn on the TV and you hear Jasmine Crockett or any of these liberals talk, and it's like the end of the world that we're locking up criminals these days. And I don't understand why the Democrats are in such full let's protect the criminals mode. It's ridiculous.
Do you think it's them looking at the situation and saying, we got nothing left? We have no ideas. We can't make anything better. Our voters have realized Donald Trump is better for them, better for working people, better for all of the visible minority boxes we tried to put people in. Everybody's better with Trump. Well, the heck with it. We need more criminals.
You would think so. And I mean, you hear this lady, Michelle Liu, that's the mayor of Boston. You hear her talk on the TV. I about fell out of my chair laughing. I thought it was a skit like on Dumb and Dumber or South Park with this lady. Yep. She's sitting there like, oh, the people who live in the cities, they don't see any crime. There's no crime here. What is Trump talking about? He's just going and harassing people. It's no crime in the cities. And the only people who think that there's crime in the cities are people who are MAGA. And I mean, this lady's crazy. Michelle Wu is mentally ill, and she's the mayor of Boston. Just another example, Jeff, of somebody who's overeducated from some Ivy League school, who has no common sense and is not in touch with what the real people are experiencing and seeing, like we've talked about before.
Yep.
You know, the real victims of the Democrats are the people that are stuck living in inner city housing, that are stuck living in government housing, and they can't get out, and the police are handcuffed to do anything to make their streets safe. I mean, you read about some of the stuff online, and it's like Mosby Court, Gilpin Court, those are the public housing complexes in Richmond where there's a lot of crime at. The people who live there are basically prisoners in their own buildings when the sun goes down, because the police can't come. The police can't enforce the law because there's going to be issues if they try to come in there and arrest the drug dealers and the criminals, because the Democrats protect them.
That's right. That's right. You take a look at D.C. as a good example, and you're right about Gilpin Court. And I always say, oh, my gosh, hang on. I got to find my shocked and surprised face when I hear about another shooting, another crime taking place on one of the courts. And the response from the Richmond Redevelopment and Housing Authority was, oh, we're going to rename Gilpin Court. Oh, well, there you go. I mean, what the heck? There's an accomplishment, right? D.C., you have now real citizens, people who live in real neighborhoods. And I'm not talking about Georgetown or Northwest, right? Georgetown and Northwest, wealthy. They've always had great police protection, or as good as you can get in the district. But you're talking about Southeast and Northeast. Those are rough spots. And now those people are saying, thank God the DEA is out here helping the Metropolitan Police. Thank God Terry Cole's in charge of the Metropolitan Police.
You're hearing that, and you're hearing it's all over X with people talking about, wow, my car didn't get broken into. Wow, I can park. Wow, I can walk after dark to the supermarket. There's no criminals. The problem in D.C. is that you have all of these juveniles who've been running around for the last couple years, carjacking, robbing people, and because they're 17, they're not prosecuted fully in D.C. It's a slap on the wrist, and what happens? They usually grow up, and as soon as they turn 18, they commit more crime because they never had any accountability. But you've read about, there have been some terrible cases in D.C. with these gangs of carjackers. A couple years ago, a cab driver got carjacked and shot right next door to Nationals Park, the baseball stadium. And it's just one thing after another there where there's no accountability. And I'm glad, thank God, that President Trump is in there now cleaning up that city and getting the criminals off the street. And it's just almost a joke when you see the liberals go on TV and cry about, oh, it's so terrible. They're going in there and harassing. But no, these are criminals who have criminal warrants. They're committing criminal behavior, and we're arresting them and putting them in jail where they belong because they're criminals. We as society, no matter where you live, no matter what color you are, no matter if you're a man or you deserve to live in a safe neighborhood. And that's something I think the Democrats, they just don't care about. They don't care about their own voters.
Yep. You're absolutely right. They continue to abuse their own voters. And I think what Donald Trump has shown is that those voters who have been abused are simply saying enough is enough. Thank you. We're going to try something else because what you've been peddling for decades just is not getting it done. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, man. Always great insight, great analysis. And again, I thank you for making time on a weekly basis to be part of this here little program.
Anytime, anytime.
Thank you, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson. Great insight, great analysis. He is continuing to do investigative reporting, investigative journalism, citizen journalist. That's who he is. And I love the fact that so many people now are comparing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bring him to Andy Ngo, right? Andy Ngo on that national stage is very much like Mike Dickinson is for us locally. And here's the thing. So much of what Mike does also getting picked up nationally. And it all started right here. It all, you know, here's the funny thing. When Mike first started, when I first became acquainted with Mike, Mike was wrong on everything. Oh, no, Mike was like a far left wing guy. And I'd like to take some of the credit, but I don't think it was me. I think his eyes just sort of opened up a little bit and saw what President Trump could do. And, well, he's been on the right side of things ever since. 544, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. I've got... how do I even begin to describe this, Germ? This is so difficult. Does anybody remember Joy Reid? Yeah, you do, right? She used to be on MSNBC. And then she's so bat-crap crazy that even MSNBC, which is your home for bat-crap craziness, even they said, man, she's nuts. Well, she is showing up anywhere that anybody will ask her to show up. And while technically this is not an MSNBC, or what is their new name? Is it MS Now or No or whatever it is? It doesn't matter. So technically speaking, it is not an MSNBC thing. But I still do feel compelled to provide that warning that you want to do this. Take a sip of your beverage, because otherwise you're going to spit it all over your laptop or your windshield. And, you know, if you crash, I'm not responsible. So I've given you the warning. You've got a couple of seconds here. Now, with that being said, Germ, can we do cut number three?
Donald Trump, he said himself he could never get a Kennedy Center honor. Unworthy. But he can get one now. He can steal one because he owns a Kennedy Center. They can't fix the history they did. Their ancestors made this country into a slave hell. But they can clean it up now because they got the Smithsonian. They can get rid of all the slavery stuff. They got PragerU. They can lie about the history to the children. They can't originally invent anything more than they ever were able to invent good music. We black folk gave y'all country music, hip hop, R&B, jazz, rock and roll. They couldn't even invent that. But they have to call a white man the king. Because they couldn't make rock and roll. So they have to stamp the king on a man whose main song was stolen from an overweight black woman. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Think about the lyrics. Why would a man, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, lying all the time? That's a song a woman sings about a man. He stole that song and made it a hit because he couldn't invent rock and roll. Even the Beatles knew that. They were like, we didn't invent this shit. We're singing black people's music. The Stones admitted it.
Uh-huh. well, no, I know that I am paid to talk, but I am speechless, literally speechless. I do want to share this. The polls are tightening. And, you know, I'm not a numbers guy, but I did take a look at some numbers. Do you know that Winsome Sears has gained 10 points in the polling in just 3 months? Let that sink in. These are very real races, and these are important races. There's a reason that billionaires in New York and California have dumped so much money into Virginia. They don't care about us. And quite frankly, Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones don't care about us. Just keep that in mind. Hey, have a fantastic evening. Tomorrow morning, listen to my buddy Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News starting at 6 a.m. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.